The state legislature could soon give Governor Snyder something he's wanted for a long time. The Senate is now considering a bill passed by the House that, among other things, allows for the Education Achievement Authority to expand. That state-run district for the lowest performing schools is the governor's signature education initiative. But here in part one of a two-part series, we'll look at how the EAA's persistent troubles have also made it one of his biggest headaches. You don't have to dig too deep to find the tension and controversy that has plagued the Education Achievement Authority. Brooke Harris spoke at the EAA's last board meeting. The former teacher at Detroit's Mumford High School was fired last year for allegedly sparking a student protest. Harris denies that, but she continues to publicly criticize the EAA. She read aloud from a series of blistering letters from Mumford students, like this one.
I would never underline and capitalize, suggest somebody to send their children here. I will not graduate from here because I cannot capitalize, have Mumford High School's name on my diploma.
Former Detroit Public School teacher Sherry Gay Degnogo didn't mince words either. She called the EAA a crashing train driven by ego and profit.
And I'll never rest until this thing is over. Shut the EAA down.
They silently withstood these verbal assaults, but district officials say people like Harris and Degnogo are part of a vocal minority who opposed the EAA before it even got started. And to some extent, they have a point. But for a school system that's not even 2 years old, the EAA has stirred up a lot of passionate controversy, and it's not going away. It all started when Governor Snyder first announced the EAA in 2011. He proposed a state-run turnaround district, a whole new system where the state's worst schools would get special attention. Snyder said the EAA schools would get lots of support, but also autonomy to experiment with new ways of learning and teaching. John Austin is the president of the State Board of Education and a Democrat. He had long pushed for a reform district and welcomed Snyder's plan.
And I was not unhappy when the governor said, you know, we're going to be serious and we're going to create an Education Achievement Authority.
But Austin says the misstep started right away. First, rather than bringing in a diverse group of school operators with proven turnaround track records, the EAA brought in Chancellor John Covington and his handpicked team to run most schools directly. Second, the district started with just 15 former Detroit public schools. This inflamed an existing feeling in the city that the state was trying to dismantle that system. But Austin says the third blunder was all in Lansing. Republicans introduced a bill to formalize the EAA in law during the 2012 lame duck session. But Austin says that bill had a lot of ornaments that had nothing to do with a turnaround district. And it was tied to other bills that seemed to pave the way for an increasingly privatized, for-profit public school marketplace. Austin says that sparked a major outcry and the bills never passed, dooming the EAA in the process.
It became the target because it was one of the pieces of legislation that was part of this new free market of new schools and private school creation. And that really made a mess because it got tied up in the politics and the backlash against the whole free market, open the door to any and all vendors that was being proposed.
Which brings us to current events in Lansing, where the new legislation would finally firm up state policy options for turnaround schools. It includes expanding the EAA to 50 schools statewide. Austin says he wouldn't call today's EAA a failed experiment, but he says it's also not looking too good after 2 years. And he says there's no way we should expand the system when it hasn't proved it's working. As for the governor, he's consistently dismissed the EAA's problems as relatively minor growing pains. He says this is all about making sure Michigan's most vulnerable kids get a real education, and it's working.
They've made tremendous growth. You have to put in perspective, these were some of the most persistently failing schools in our state, and student growth is happening.
But while there's some evidence that points to that, there's also a lot that points to major systemic problems in the current EAA. We'll explore some of them with people who've been inside the system in part two of this series. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.